How do we seek the presence of God? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Spending time in God's presence is one of the most wonderful things in the world, but it's not always something that we take the time to do or even know how to do. And that's why today's Devo is so important. It's called One Thing by G. Cam Congleton. We sing of your power. We lift up your might. We praise your goodness and grace. We exalt you as holy. We kneel to your name, but for a glimpse of thy face. In your face is delight that none can contain, gladness, glory, and beauty. For you are our maker, our soul's one desire. Our spirit is thirsting for thee. Your presence, O God, your beauty we seek. Your face is fair as the dawn. For nothing on earth shall yet satisfy. Our heart yearns for thee alone. What do you think it means to gaze at God's beauty, as we read in Psalm 27:4? Some Bible teachers describe it as simply taking pleasure in God, praising and delighting in every aspect of his being. Much like we might take a long hike just to enjoy the coolness and calm of a secluded waterfall. Likewise, we can travel paths that lead us to the refreshing peace of God's presence. The path is not hidden. Many have gone before. Most notably, we can follow the words of the psalmists. May we read them, sing them, pray them, and let God speak through them. Day by day, let us join with David singing, "Your face, Lord, I will seek." And as we do, may we grow to recognize and delight in his glory, his goodness, his grace, and yes, his beauty. For once we know him, nothing less than beautiful will do. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. What kinds of circumstances are the psalmists facing? Do they seem shy about asking for God's help? Is it possible that being in God's presence is one way we experience his help? Now the question is, how do we seek the presence or face of God? A great way to begin is to simply do what the psalmists do. Consider taking some time to talk to God, using the Psalms as a model. Remember that as you seek God, he is already seeking you. We know this because Jesus came to seek and save the lost, as we read in Luke 19:10. Without Jesus, we are all lost, adrift, cut off from where we belong, because our sin separates us from God. But through Jesus' death and resurrection, we can be reconciled or reconnected to God. And so, putting our trust in Jesus is the first step in experiencing God's presence. You can find out more about trusting Jesus on the Know Jesus tab at unlocked.org. As you and I can read in Psalm 27:4, "One thing I ask from the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, Psalm 27:63, as well as Psalm 84, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you know that we actually have an Unlocked app? You can find the Unlocked Devo app on any major Play Store. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about a weeping warrior king with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.